Brainwashed by a bear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. BigGovernment.com, the site that went after Acorn, has a new target. Build-A-Bear. Yes, you may think that the Build-A-Bear workshop is an innocent activity which merely lets children build custom teddy bears. But as BigGovernment.com discovered, the company also posted a series of webisodes about a melting North Pole.
There's bound to be a little melting.
At the rate it's melting, the North Pole will be gone by Christmas.
Santa is initially in denial until the elves set him straight.
My, my. All of this gone by next Christmas? I don't think so.
No, sir. Not next Christmas. This Christmas. The day after tomorrow.
And as your child watches in horror, Santa realizes that he is staring into the face of global warming.
The North Pole will be melted away in 2 days?
It's already started to happen, Santa.
That's right, big guy. The North Pole, the workshops, the whole Christmas infrastructure. Reduced to flotsam and maybe a little jetsam. Brainwashing at its sleaziest, said Maura Flynn of BigGovernment.com. Boycott Build-A-Bear, she advised. Boycott Build-A-Bear? At a time when retailers are struggling as it is? Boycott a business that's figured out a way to get parents to pay close to $30 for a bear that they have to put together? Because you're worried it perpetuates a false belief in global warming? Hey then, while you're at it, did you notice that the cartoon also includes a character called Santa Claus? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.